a lot of ground to cover here with Keep Fremont Beautiful. And Jen Hayes, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning.
You brought a guest this morning, or you coaxed this guy to come with you, right?
I think that's more like it. We coaxed him, yes. This is Alex with All Metals Market, and he's going to talk a little bit about our upcoming metals and electronics event that is on August 26th, which is a Wednesday from 5 to 7 out at Christensen Field. So he's going to give you some insight into what you can bring recycle at the metals event.
All right, Alex. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Any day is a good day to talk about Keep Fremont Beautiful.
So yeah, for
glad
sure.
Glad to be here.
For sure. So this event coming up on Wednesday, August 26th, what are some of the things that are the metal items that people can bring?
So like you said, anything metal, vehicle parts, aluminum doors, windows without the glass or any wood, cast iron sinks, tubs, your lawn mowers, old bicycles, barbecue grills, anything like that.
I brought a grill before, and obviously you don't want the tank on there probably, right?
Yeah, preferably not. If you do, we ask that the valve is off and then that there's a hole in it somewhere, yeah. So it ensures that there's nothing in there.
So storm doors, they can bring those as long as you got to get rid of the glass though, right?
Correct. Okay. No glass.
All right. Anything that I guess, boy, it is. It's almost anything, right?
Yeah. Anything metal. If it's metal, we'll take it. We'll figure out what to do with it.
Okay. All right. What's the oddest thing you've ever had?
Oh, wow.
Can you think of anything that?
No. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that comes in. Old stuff that gets pulled out of trees from farmer that's been sitting around for a while. But, yeah, you know, just about anything. You think of it, we've probably seen it.
Nice. Yeah. I imagine you do get a lot of farm equipment from out in the trees that's been there for a while and finally, okay, I'm going to get rid of that, right?
Yep. We'll take all that.
Good deal. I guess along with that, electronics will be a part of this too, won't it?
Yes. American Steed will be there to collect the electronical items. Their catchphrase is anything with a cord. So we're talking your old computer monitors, your mice, tools that are being held together with duct tape that are, you know, on their last leg that are out in the garage. You can anything with a cord. So go ahead and bring those in, small appliances. So like you got an old microwave or toaster you just don't know what to do with.
Right.
Feel free to bring those in as well. So great time if you have been like me and you've been kind of purging all summer because it's too hot to go outside. Bring those things in. Let's get them cleaned out of your house. Get them out of your garage. And a great way to put them someplace else instead of our landfills.
Along with All Metals, I know this day, so All Metals pretty much, they donate all that, whatever that metal is worth, right? It goes back to Keep Fremont Beautiful?
Yes, they do an amazing job and a great way to help recirculate. So whatever you guys bring in while you're cleaning out that is metal related, All Metals Market will take that and turn it into cash and then make a donation to us so that we can use it to keep funding the community and doing other events like this.
Alex, I would imagine you probably get people who bring TVs out there even, don't you?
Yes, unfortunately we do not take TVs. There's a lot more plastic in it than a metal, so we do not accept any TVs.
A lot of car bodies.
Yes, we will take those.
For sure.
Bring those in.
I've brought many appliances out to you. I know that.
Unfortunately, those are more and more frequent.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet that happens quite a bit. And with appliances and things like that, when you get those out there, I mean, you're taking the whole thing, right?
Yes. Yep, we'll take the whole appliance, and then it is it's actually put into our shredder, and it comes out into a million pieces, about the same size as your fist. And then what's kind of good about recycling metal and this whole deal is metal can be recycled as many times as you want. It's infinitely recyclable. So
nice.
Your washing machine can turn into your car door to then your next lawnmower. So the more of that we can keep going, it kind of makes everything go around.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you remember the hours out there? I think you're open till 4, aren't you, weekdays?
Yep, Monday through Friday is 7:30 to 4, and then actually open Saturdays 7:30 to 11:30.
Okay, awesome. Very good. Along with the electronics, I know, do you want me to just line up all the old monitors we have?
I mean, you could. just bring
really
them all
old
out.
Monitors.
Are they the green colored screen ones where you stick the floppy disk in?
No. Not that old, but yeah, we do have some quite a few monitors because those seem to go out pretty quick.
If you've got some stuff around the house, go ahead and bring them. We just ask that no businesses decide to do some fall cleaning and bring out everything that they have in their business. So, but yeah, if you've got a couple around the house, bring them over. I know I got two old box computers that have floppy disks. I don't know. I just aged myself, but I'm bringing my computers out to get rid of them. So
yeah, I think most people with their home computers are like, well, I got pictures on there. I don't know how to get them off, but I'm going to keep it.
Yep. And hold on to it forever.
Yeah. And then they're, I don't know what to do with it. Right.
So
I would think that if you had an old computer and you didn't want it anymore, maybe you take a magnet and run it over that thing, get rid of all the information real quick.
That's what they tell us that you're supposed to be able to do.
Yeah.
To erase it. Yeah.
For sure.
I haven't tried it. I'm too afraid.
All right. You also have a shredding event coming up here, don't you?
Yes. So we are partnering with Methodist Fremont Hospital, and they are going to be hosting a community paper shred on September. It's a Saturday, September 19th from 9 to 11 over in their east parking lot. Okay. And I'm sure Allie will probably talk about it more. But yeah, really excited. We had one in the spring, did really, really well. Expecting this one to be pretty phenomenal as well. Great way to get rid of that sensitive material that you don't know what to do with.
Yeah, and it all gets shredded, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
Paper recycling probably has become pretty big, I would think.
Yes, I think as people are realizing, what do I do with this? Mm-hmm. Most people hold things 7 to 10 years, you know, whatever. And what do I do with the old tax papers or old doctor bills?
Right.
Sensitive information, what do I do with them? And so these are a great way to take care of that, get rid of anything that has a number on it, so that other people, it doesn't fall into the wrong hands, especially with identity theft and such. So mm-hmm. It goes into the big hopper and they just shred it all and they take that paper and they reuse it wherever they need it. So
good. The next event is coming up in October, Household Hazardous Waste.
And tongue twister.
Alex, I would think that some people probably come out with that kind of stuff too, don't they? Go, oh, how do I get rid of this?
Yeah, we kind of avoid the household waste. Just mainly stick to metal, I guess.
It's in a paint can. That's metal.
Well, yes, but if it contains the paint, then no.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, that's a no-no. Don't bring that out.
Yep.
So what do we bring it to the event, right?
Yes. So you can bring your oil-based paints out if you have non-oil or latex. Sorry. If you have the latex, you can actually dry that out. So pop the lid, pour a little cat litter in it, let it dry out, and then you can dispose of it. It's not nearly as toxic mm-hmm. for our environment. And then maybe if it's dried out, maybe all metals will take the can. He's looking
check
at
on
me.
That,
he's
but
like,
yeah,
I don't know. I still have like no.
But yeah, so if you have latex paint, go ahead and dry it out. You don't have to worry about bringing it. But if you have oil based pesticides, lawn stuff that you've been using, some paint thinners, those kind of things, go ahead and bring them out. That'll be October 3rd from it's a Saturday morning from 9 to noon. Again, out at Christensen Field, we will have updated information about what you can and cannot bring on our website, so keepfremontbeautiful.org, or on our Facebook page at Keep Fremont Beautiful, and we'll keep those updated so that you know what you can and cannot bring, so you're not waiting in line for a half hour to find out you can't leave your items with us.
Yeah. And that'll be just the household hazardous waste, not tires this year.
No, tires, we
like
are hoping.
Every, what, 3 or 4 years?
Every two to three. Yep.
Okay.
Every 2 to 3. So we're hoping next year in 2027.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, your website has a lot of good information on it, on where to take things like batteries and all that.
Yep.
And so definitely check it out, right?
Yeah. And if you've got an oddball thing that you're not sure where you should bring it, give us a call and we will be more than happy to try to find a place for it.
Awesome. One more question for Alex. How fast can you crush a car?
Oh,
30 couple
minutes.
30 seconds?
Not long. Longer or shorter than you think, yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Thank you. It's All Metals Market. Good sponsor, very good sponsor and reliable sponsor of the Metal and Electronics event coming up August 26th. That is a Wednesday out at Christensen Field. Yep. On the far end or right when you come in?
Going to be right when you come in.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Thanks. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you.